My guest is one of the social studies teachers at the Medford Area Middle School, Kevin Wellman, and they have a high-interest social studies class going on at the Medford Middle School. Kevin, if you would, please describe this class and its goals.
All right, the high-interest social studies class, we actually have two sections of them. And what it is it's they're learning civics and U.S. history in eighth grade. And the thing that makes high-interest different from the regular classes is that it's harder. We go more in-depth. The kids, you know, they delve into topics. And one of the parts of it is they have their Oh Wow project, or sometimes people call it Genius Hour, where they pick this big project, and their goal is to try to accomplish it by the end of the year. And we have some really interesting ones this year.
Give us an example of the prerequisites required to get in this class. Is it just eighth graders?
Yep, it's just eighth graders only. The prerequisites are basically they have to enjoy social studies, and they have to be good at it. If it's a kid that, coming from seventh grade, you know, they're pulling D's and C's in social studies, high interest probably won't be the best for them because it's going to, you know, ratchet it up a notch or two.
How many students do you have in the class right now?
Both classes are in the 20s for numbers. One of them's 27, and the other one's, I think, 26 kids. So
well, that's really good.
Yep.
Give us an idea of some of the projects they're working on, because some of this sounds like it's class learning, but there's some hands-on things that are going on, some of the projects they're working on.
Some of their Oh Wow projects, we got the kids trying to get the military-related stuff. We have some kids making models of, like, the Great Pyramids. We have a kid making a model of World War I trench system, the Eiffel Tower, the Brooklyn Bridge. We have a pretty good scale model of an aircraft carrier going on right now. My room is extremely messy, but it's all the projects are in there, and it's working out real good.
How do you decide, or do the students help you decide which projects they will be involved in?
These big projects, the kids are deciding what they want to do. They just had to prove that it was social studies in nature, and we went from there. A lot of the other stuff, you know, we have to teach it because it's, you know, state mandated, but the method in which they do the project is up to them.
Seems like it's a wide variety, too. You're mentioning the Eiffel Tower. We've got trench systems in World War I. We've got aircraft carriers. So it's not confined to a specific period or a specific area of study, yes?
No, it's any part of history. I mean, there's one group, their project is the history of the tank. So, I mean, it starts with basically an armored car going up to the modern day, you know, top of the line tanks. So,
what's been the reaction of the students?
Pretty good. I mean, they get to pick their topic, so, you know, they can't complain about it. They picked it. More than anything, they keep asking me for more time to work on it. So that tells me that, you know, they're into it.
Now, for grading purposes, do they have to give a presentation at the end? Do they have to tell the class about your project and show us your work?
Yep, they're going to have their presentation day at the end. If they're making something, that they unveil it to everybody. And one of the goals with that is if they make something like a model, like that World War I trench system, the students are going to try to find a place in town to put it on display. You know, be it at a bank or somewhere else so the public can see what they did.
About how many students work on each project? I assume they don't work solo. I assume it's group work.
Yeah, it's the vast majority. I think there's only one or two kids that are doing it by themselves, but most of the kids, it's in groups of two to three.
So do you assume that this then class would change every time it's offered, correct? The projects change depending upon the interest of the students, yes?
Yeah, it's based on student driven. So it's, you know, it's what gets them excited.
Year long class or is it by semester?
Year long.
And just at this time, eighth graders are allowed to participate?
Just eighth grade.
Is there any thought to maybe extend it to seventh graders or no?
That would be a seventh grade teacher question. I don't know.
But it is popular, and it seems like it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah, this was the first year that we actually had two sections of high interest. Every other year, we only had one. So,
word gets out.
Yep.
Once again, my guest has been Kevin Wellman. He is a social studies instructor at the Medford Area Middle School. A high-interest social studies class has been our topic. Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck.
Thanks for having us.